Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, we are back, and as we are all staying home to flatten the curve, we are all facing a lot of challenges in quarantine.
Yes,
and also
we are.
Some good, you know, good times. We get to record our show, of course. Oddly enough, during this time, there's a lot we can learn from astronauts who have been in space. That's why we are so excited. This is probably one of our favorite interviews we might be doing so far.
I mean, sure, you know how I feel about, like, just sci-fi or just space in general.
Yes.
So I would have never thought in my career I would be able to say, oh, yeah, let's talk to an astronaut. That's easy.
Exactly.
And then,
well,
like,
it's happening today.
The top astronaut, right? Like, it's just like, wow, goals. Can we ever?
Joining us right now, and let's go there, former NASA astronaut Scott Kelly, here to share his tips on self-isolation. Thank you, Scott, so much for taking time during this time to be with us.
Well, my pleasure, and you know, hopefully you're not setting your expectations too high with me. We'll have to, the jury's out on how this will go.
Yeah, I followed you in 2015 when you were also sharing so much on social media, I remember. And you've been just so good at staying connected to audiences,
yeah,
even then and now. So I guess, did you imagine there would be a time where you'd be able to give, like, humans tips like this, like what's happening now, where people wouldn't be able to leave their homes and what you've been through, we would benefit from?
You know, I never gave it a whole lot of thought. Really, I never did imagine that we would really be here. I knew that we were always at a risk of a pandemic, but I never, you know, thought of exactly what that would look like. So, yeah, it's somewhat, I don't know, serendipitous. I don't know if that's the right word, but I feel like I do have something to offer people, and hopefully some advice that would help them get through this.
Why did you think that we would one day hit a pandemic? Is it just because of how history flows? And why would you think that in the back of your mind?
You know, because I read a lot and, you know, listen to the experts on this. You know, Bill Gates has been talking about this for a really long time. You know, we're in such an interconnected world with international travel. If you look at, you know, the Spanish flu, 100 years ago, how bad that was. And that was not in a, you know, a society that was so connected with travel. So I thought that it was possible, but I, you know, it's really unfortunate that it's actually happened.
Yeah. We're talking to astronaut Scott Kelly right now. And you were in space, I know, between, was it 1995 and 2015?
Well, I flew my first flight in 1999.
1999, that's it.
Yeah.
I hadn't, yeah, 1999. Yeah. And I guess, what tips can you share with people? Because how long were you in space for at a time?
So I've flown four times. My first flight was a week. My second flight, 2 weeks. My third flight, 159 days. And
wow.
My fourth, 340. So if you plot that curve, it's like exponential. So if I was to fly a fifth time, I would never come back, or it'd be like 5 years long.
Wow.
So, but I think it's important for people to, first of all, have a certain expectation and mindset. I think people need to realize that this pandemic and their performance during it may very well be the most significant thing that they ever have to do, where their performance and how they handle this and whether they follow the rules and the guidelines not only has an impact on their personal health, but has an impact on our society as a whole. Because if we don't follow this social distancing properly, people will die. More people will die. And what impact that has on our society. I also think, you know, unlike my experience in space, at least I knew that I was going to be in space for a year, nearly a year. Now, having said that, when you launch in March and your landing is in the following March and you can't see the end from the beginning, it required me to kind of adjust my whole like reference frame on what my life was. And I kind of made a conscious decision that this is my mission. It's important. The job I do is critical to my own safety, the safety of my crew members, the, you know, the success of what we're trying to do in space. And then someday it will be over. But this is my life. This is how I live. Don't count the days. Don't count up. Don't count down. Just, you know, try to make this, you know, all of us, this is our new reality. But I think there are things, specific actions we can take on a daily basis in our homes, our apartments, that will make this easier.
Right.
Okay, well, hold that thought, because when we get back, we're going to get into those tips on surviving self-isolation with former NASA astronaut Scott Kelly. We are back with NASA astronaut Scott Kelly as we all hang out and chat from our homes. And now we're getting into those tips on how to survive this whole quarantine, self-isolation, stay at home.
So, yeah. So, first of all, I think it's important to... you know who your crew is, your space crew, right? So when I was in space, I was there with astronauts, and I recognize that, you know, we're all not great at everything. We have different skills and abilities. It's important to, you know, help people elevate themselves if you can, but also understand that that's not always going to be possible. People deal with stress and anxiety in different ways, and I think we just need to be understanding of that. You know, I think communication is important. If you're feeling isolated or you're feeling stressed out by the people you're with, maybe you're at home and you're isolated, I think it's important to talk about that with whoever is available. I think if we let issues go on for too long, they just become greater and harder to deal with. So I think it's important to have a schedule.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lucky enough to work at home, you know, schedule your work time, but when you go to sleep, you're at work, and you're at work, and you wake up, you're still at work. It tends to make you feel like you can overwork and burn yourself out. Yeah. So,
wow, you're talking to me right now. I think that's something a lot of people are trying to. I have a friend who is using this time to work, because if they're just sitting around, they feel antsy. The anxiety starts to bubble in and they're feeling like, okay, if I just put all of my efforts into my work, it keeps me busy. But you're speaking about that balance, right? And how important that is.
Yeah. So we in space and in my apartment in Houston, we schedule time in the morning. At NASA, we called it post-sleep. And before you went to work, that time was pre-sleep. And basically, it's time for your hygiene. It's time to kind of decompress at the beginning or the end of the day, maybe in the morning. That's when you have your breakfast. And then we schedule work time throughout the day. We have dedicated time for lunch to take a break. We, my wife and I, when I say we, I'm talking about my wife, Amiko and I, we schedule time for exercise, time to get outside as much as is allowed. Astronauts in space in isolation, their immune systems are suppressed as a result of the isolation. Because of the stress, it's because of the lack of being outdoors, the lack of natural light. It's the same situation here. And the last thing we need is to have our immune system suppressed when we're all trying to fight a virus. We need to schedule time to take care of our environment. On the space station, bacteria, viruses grow much more rapidly. So we're living with a suppressed immune system. We have an environment that is hostile to us. So on the weekends on the space station, we would wipe down everything that we put our hands on throughout the week. And I think people need to be doing a similar thing in their homes. We treat the front door of our house kind of like an airlock. you know, bad stuff outside, good stuff inside, clean our phones, clean our keys. So, you know, scheduling time for those activities, time to connect with people outside of your team, your crew, the people you're isolated with is very important.
Now we're talking with former astronaut for NASA, Scott Kelly. And, you know, we're giving all these tips, but why do you think it's so difficult for people to really sit by themselves in social distance? It seems like on the news that it's very hard for a lot of people.
Well, I think they need to recognize how important this is and how significant a historical event this is. And, you know, I hope people would want to look back at this experience when it's over and think, you know, am I proud of how I did? Did I do the right thing? Not just for myself, but for everyone else? Or was I part of the problem instead of being part of the solution? But I think this idea of scheduling stuff, you know, hobbies, scheduling a time for a hobby, time to connect, time to go outside, taking a break from the news. It's important to stay informed. But at the same time, if you're listening to this news and watching the death toll ratchet up every day, I mean, that's just going to make you anxious and maybe even scared.
So wait, are you watching TV? Like, does someone like you watch TV? Like, you're watching something on Netflix?
Sometimes. Unfortunately, we just finished Tiger King.
Yes! So, taste! You got
so
taste.
I need something else.
I can send you a long list of things. I got you. Start Ozark. All right. Ozark season 3 is where you need to be.
We watched Ozark, and I liked it, but for some reason, you know, sometimes you just stop.
Yeah, you can't get into it. We are talking to former astronaut for NASA, Scott Kelly. Do you have any passion projects or things that you're going to want to do during this time? Like, I feel like everyone is obsessed with these, like, things that they put off. Do you have anything that you've put off in your life?
I mean, besides your New York Times best-selling book, you know.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Promo.
Right from my shoulder. So, you know, I've worked on some other writing projects, fiction stuff. Fortunately, or I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, probably fortunate for me, I'm doing a lot of this kind of stuff, you know, trying to help people talk about living in isolation and how they can better deal with this.
Right.
So we've been pretty busy with that. I ordered a guitar trainer, not a guitar, but like one of these electronic guitar trainers. But I think everyone else has ordered them too, so it hasn't shown up yet.
Scott, and lastly, I guess, and you've talked about this just like tips overall, but like, what do you do for yourself mentally, for your mental health? Are you someone that like journals or does meditation?
Well, I did journal in space, write a journal. And I think that's that can be helpful for a number of reasons. One is, you know, when we come out of this, you'll have something to remember this experience by for good or bad. Maybe you can do something with it.
Yeah.
But also, especially for people that might be isolated by themselves and don't have the ability to communicate well with others, I think writing your feelings down is important because it at least helps you admit to yourself that you're experiencing challenges.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been such a pleasure.
I mean, this is an honor. This is an honor.
To spend the day. Yeah. Now I feel like our day is made.
I mean, I feel like I'm ready to go to space. Can I do that?
It seems like the Earth's not really the best place to be right now. So maybe we should just all go to space.
Someday we'll all be able to just... someday in the future, there'll be a pandemic and we'll just all push the eject button. And eject us off the planet for a while.
Wow, Scott, you are my type of guy. I had no clue I would have so much in common with you.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay healthy. We really appreciate your time.
All right.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.